The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Common sense and a time to say no. Also, complaining is lame.
Okay.
It's lame. Okay. And false righteousness, is that the new hallmark of human leadership?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Let me just say this before I give the ending. You can't call 30 seconds before the show's over, though, and expect us to answer. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I only have so many hands, and I can't answer a phone and switch buttons at the same time.
Can't do that. Just keep in mind, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, this Thursday, which is a week from yesterday, we're going to have our first solo interview with Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
And she can help you if you are trying to figure out how to establish a savings. And that, a lot of people, I know it sounds so bizarre because they'll have like a savings account, but they don't really know how to process or go through the process, even putting in certain markers to give you a certain sense of discipline. And then you have a certain amount of savings. And then also, if you don't have any life insurance or anything that you're trying to gear towards something you're trying to leave, and you need to have that in conversation with somebody who you just don't know what's going on there, it's not a problem. It doesn't cost you anything to talk to somebody. It won't be anything but fellowship and just the discussion of what's going on. Stephanie Vasquez can help you. She is with New York Life Insurance Company. You can reach her by going to our website at hemustincrease.org. So it has the link attachments. I mean, you go to hemustincrease.org. It says best ministry partners ever. It's not hard. Click and then boom. Scroll down. There's her picture. There's her link. There's all her information. You can reach her on Facebook or on LinkedIn by putting in Stephanie Vasquez, NYL, for New York Life. You can call her directly, 214-499-5378. That's 214-499-5378. Or you can just touch base with her through our website, hemustincrease.org. And she's going to come in. She was already in the one time, and we just had a chance to talk between Johnny and myself and her about how we all met. And now she's going to come in. We're going to kind of get into a little bit more depth about what she's trying to do and how she's trying to help people. That's the thing, helping people. She's not going to charge you a penny to talk to you. And if you end up, you like her and you want to work with her, great. And if not, great. Whatever happens, great. I think there's a lot of great there, okay? Isn't that great? That's great.
That's really great.
That's great. All right, before we get into our holidays, let's give Wonder Julie the acknowledgement because she had to shoot out yesterday. Okay, dart out yesterday. That's a better word. And why did you have to dart out and how'd it go?
Well, I was getting a new door installed. And usually, you know, you're sitting waiting and waiting and waiting for the installers to show up. But mine showed up 2 hours early.
That was very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Except for he called and said, I just knocked on the front door and no one answered. And I said, because I'm at work.
That's so funny. You know, so remember that back in the day when we did cable and the cable guy would be there between 9 a.m. Yeah. and 9 p.m.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we didn't make it.
That's classic. All right. So did you get everything squared
yes,
away? Everything
they came,
good?
They, I mean, it was perfect other than them coming early and me having to run all out right. of here. But yeah, they said under 2 hours. It was like an hour and 45 minutes. They removed the entire door, the frame, the molding, everything, replaced it all. It's all caulked and it's all, you know, all the insulation. You'd be surprised how much air was coming through that door.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll save you money.
Absolutely. That's why I had to do it.
That's a good thing right there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cover out a couple of holidays. I know that most people won't know some of these. And I will tell you right now, one holiday is so disgusting to me, I shudder to share it. I shudder. That's a shudder, I guess. Something like that. Do you have any idea what the holidays are today?
I do not.
All right. First of all, it's Fun at Work Day. All right. We already lost that one. Just yeah. scratch that off. And then also it's Backward Day. Okay. Okay, fine. If it's Backward Day, I'll be the station owner. How's that? And then he can be the, oh, that's not going to work.
That is backward.
That is backward. here's the one I can't, I just can't stand it. I'm going to get some people not happy about this, but don't get mad at me. It's Eat Brussels Sprouts Day.
Oh, I like Brussels sprouts.
See, it's like a head of lettuce that's been miniaturized.
So it's cabbage. It's
yeah,
baby
I know,
cabbage.
But it looks like a head of lettuce that's been miniaturized, like in the land of the giants. I don't know. It just
I used to
wrong.
Not like them, but now I've had them sauteed in like olive oil and with some Parmesan cheese and... I'm there.
Okay. And then I will say the last thing that I think is good, I would much rather have them Brussels sprouts. It's National Hot Chocolate Day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm a hot chocolate. See how that is? You like Brussels sprouts. I like hot chocolate.
Yeah, I'm not a sweet eater.
You're going to live to 110, and I'm going to die five hours before the Lord comes back for everybody else. And it's just like, okay. All right. On this day, for those that do not know, in 1961, on this day, Ham the Chimp traveled into outer space. Don't ever forget Ham the Chimp. The other thing that you might find amazing, this is something that Wonder Julie will love. On this day in 1971, Apollo 14 lifted off for their mission to the moon. This is the mission where Alan Shepard would play the first round of golf on the moon. He hit a golf ball with a golf club on the moon. Did you know that?
Maybe. I don't know. There's a vague – I don't know if I dreamt it or I actually did see it.
It was a heck of a drive. That's all yeah. we can say. And then finally, on this day in 1933 – now watch this. In Southfield, Michigan, at 10 in Southfield, which was 2 miles from my house where I grew up, the Lone Ranger made its first broadcast on WXYZ in Detroit, Michigan, with George Seton voicing the Lone Ranger. That station was literally 2.25 miles from where I grew up.
Wow.
I just thought that
I'm
was
wondering
cool.
how they got the golf ball to stay in place before he hit it. That's where my brain is.
Yeah. See, probably a little – I mean, there's no way they just put it down, right? I mean, they had to have some kind of
I'm just saying.
It had to be a pretty strong magnet, but then if he hit it, how'd it come – okay. Let's get into the teaching.
Okay.
There, okay. Leave me alone. Here we go. This is a common sense teaching. Every once in a while, there's a couple things I just want to say. Here I come to save the day. wrong sound. Here we go. Matthew 25:7-9 says this. Then all the virgins got up and trimmed their lamps, but the foolish ones said to the sensible ones, give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out. The sensible ones answered, no, there won't be enough for us and for you. Go instead to those who sell and buy oil for yourselves. Now, this has been used, this has been politicized for people, you know, talking about people that are on social programs and so on and so on. I get it. That's not what's being said here, though, but I get it, okay? It's just, this is what's being said. Sometimes it's just sensible to say no. Because you've prepared and you've put time in and you've committed it and somebody else hasn't. And if you give it up, you won't have anything to be prepared for. In other words, sometimes you just got to go no. Now, there were years ago, 1981, there was a campaign that Nancy Reagan did. Remember the Nancy Reagan campaign? She did an anti-drug campaign and it was called Just Say No. And, oh, people made fun of it. Guess where it came from? Titus chapter 2, verse 12. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Why I'm saying this is because there's sometimes you just say, no, that's not appropriate. No. And I think what happens for the Christian is they think if they say no, they're breaching something. They're breaking some kind of cardinal Christian rule. And it's like, nope. Jesus is the one that taught the parable on the virgins. He's the one that was sharing the story. In the story, he's the one that said the ones that were prepped, the ones that were sensible, they said to the foolish ones, no. It was Jesus who taught that. He didn't teach. That wasn't any different than his other teachings. That was his teaching. And he just said simply, there's just a time in life where you say no. Remember Ecclesiastes 3? There's a time for this and a time for this and a time for this and a time for this. Time for living, time for dying, time for war, time for peace. I'm not talking about the song. Because it comes out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Well, guess what? There's a time to say no. And the answer is no. And you think that can't be – that's – no, that is correct. In fact – just because I'm going to tell you this, you're going to have to forgive me, but you're just going to have to work through it. So there are different ministries offer or give benevolence to people. They give funds to people who are really hurting, and they do it on a pretty regular basis. Okay, they give quite a bit. Some people take advantage of those giving systems and try to work the system so they don't ever have to work. All they have to do is just keep asking. And there's a lot of people within the ministry framework that say, look, we got to have some kind of qualifiers. The answer is going to be no. And before you say, well, that's ridiculous, Paul was the one who started this through the Holy Spirit when he gave definitions to what a widow should be. And he said, if they're not meeting the criteria, the answer is no. And it's like, you can say no as a Christian? Yeah, remember that movie? Remember back before he was a political nut job, Jim Carrey? He was kind of funny. He did some funny things. He had this movie called Yes Man. Okay, and he'd say yes to everything. Yes, 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 yes. And the whole thing was a joke because he would never do anything in life and da-da-da-da. That's fine. It's just that for Christians to say no, if for some reason they feel guilty. Jesus wants you to use discernment. He wants you to use awareness. He didn't give you the Holy Spirit so as not to use the Holy Spirit, so not to counsel with the Holy Spirit. In fact, I just want to make this point really clear. The Holy Spirit is called our counselor, our guidance counselor, not from school, from life. And you got to have sessions with your counselor. And there are times where you find yourself in a situation. And you know what? Simply, sometimes the answer is no. And you think, could it be that simple? Yes. See, sometimes it could be that simple. You just got to say no from time to time. Now, if I said yes to every request that my children had when they were growing up, it's pretty straightforward. They'd all be extremely diabetic. I don't think there's a lot of questions there. In fact, they probably would have asked to have our house moved closer to a McDonald's or to a Farrell's or to some kind of ice cream place. The answer is no. And every once in a while, the answer is no. Okay? It's okay to say that. Doesn't make you somebody evil. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Sometimes things go according to plan. Sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help His kids, but He does want us to use the wisdom He gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. What is the David Spoon Experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You know, I can't believe how wrong I was on that last clip. I thought that's as low as the press can go. Wrong-o! I got to update a lot of my stuff. Six grandkids, kind of set of five, 40 years of ministry. Got to upgrade that stuff. A couple things to tell you. Let's start off just by reminding you, if you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Give us a call and say, howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org. And, of course, email David at hemustincrease.org as everything has finally come into place. I do want to let you know Johnny Hill was going to be with us today, could not, had something come up. And I'd like to point out to you before anybody thinks anything that stuff comes up. He had a move that went really bad, and he had to hold on to all the stuff, and the people got sick, and this happened, and that happened, and stuff happens. And if you haven't read that in Scripture, you should really look at the passages, especially in Paul when he's talking about, well, I planned on coming to you once, I planned on coming to you twice, and then the whole thing blew up, talking to the church of Corinth, and he said, so I decided to go this route. It's like stuff happens, and you make the best plans you can to adapt and to adjust. Before you think that every decision everybody ever made is so perfect and there's never any backtracking or anything like that in your mind, keep in mind that in 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us that he found an open door from the Lord. He went to the place where the Lord had opened the door, but when he got there, he wasn't comfortable, and he left. Even though the door was open, he just didn't feel comfortable enough to stay, so he left. Not every open door that happens from the Lord is a 50 million year long process. Sometimes the Lord will bring you somewhere just so you can understand that's just not the place to be. It happens. You think, no, it doesn't. Yes, it does. And it's scriptural, too. All right, this segment brought to you by our good friend Clint and Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
All right, fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup. Nah, I don't think it's going to rain for a couple of days, although the weather has been weird. I think somebody told me that the weather here in Texas is bipolar. I'm going to go with yes, that's true. I think it's supposed to rain next week. Here's the bottom line. If you got anything going on, if you got stuff that needs to be restored because you had some kind of flood damage and you want to get it to back to the place where it was, you want to work with Mr. Restore because their reputation is stellar. They do an excellent job in the Texas community, in the entire state. They're doing so well in their service and in their commitment to people that they're even expanding beyond Texas, but they haven't done that yet. They're just in that process, and it's like, wow. It's a company that's really growing, really being blessed by the Lord, and they will help. Within 60 minutes, they will be there responding. Family-owned and operated, and they have thousands of happy customers. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. Clint and his crew are fantastic. And they are also closely associated to the Adaptive Training Foundation. That's something my wife and I support. We believe that's a great cause. When you have somebody who's got one, two, three, or four limbs that have been severed and nobody's giving these people hope or anything to push for, that's where the Adaptive Training Foundation comes in. And they give them something to hope for. And they're closely connected to Mr. Restore. I love it. MrRestore.com. You can call them at 877-631-7576. It's 877-631-7576. Of course, MrRestore.com. And you can also connect through HeMustIncrease.org. Okay? Okay. All right. All right. I got a trivia question. I'm going to wait a little bit because I want to get into this teaching first, and then we will go from there. I do want to mention briefly that we have an updated app. Now, our app is free. Okay? We have an app for Android. It's free. It's in the App Store. If you type in David Spoon, it'll come up, and you just kind of click on it. It's free. It doesn't take up very much space. It's really simplistic, just so you can listen to either the podcast or some of the shows. Simple stuff to do. No cost, no anything, no tracking, no giving your information, no any of that weird stuff. If you have an Apple phone, then there is a app for the station for 770 KAAM. So you can do it that way, and that's free. And you can have that on your phone as well. So either way, you're covered. Doesn't cost you anything. Just encourage you to check it out and see if that works out for you. Let's go to this next element. This is going to sound a little strange, and I think I feel guilty about some of this, and therefore I'm going to share and talk about it because I need to have somebody remind me that this is a dumb idea. Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 6. Then they set out for Mount Or by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient because of the journey. I've mentioned this before, folks. And the people became impatient because of the journey. The people spoke against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food, there's no water, and we loathe this miserable food. Talking about the food that came from God. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so many of the people of Israel died. Well, one thing we know, we are not the children of Israel in the desert. And one thing we know, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And one thing we know, there is forgiveness through Jesus Christ, through acknowledging by faith, accepting the testimony God gave, given to us by grace, unmerited, that Jesus died on that cross, was buried 3 days later. He rose again. He ascended to the Father and to the right hand of the Father, and he's coming back. This we know. But we also know Romans 15:4 that says things that were written aforetime were written for our benefit. So here's a benefit for you and I as Christians, something that was written aforetime, which, by the way, is the Old Testament. Here it is. Ready? The people became impatient because of the journey. They became impatient. Even though God is creating a masterpiece, they weren't that happy with the masterpiece. They weren't happy with the picture that God was working. They weren't happy with the canvas that God was using. I do want to point out, as I have pointed out in the past and will in the future, the journey is not as important as the destination, because the destinations are either heaven or hell. So to say that the journey is just as important, that's to minimize eternity. Can't do that. That's a bad idea. The other thing is that they didn't just complain, because complaining is something I do. It's a second nature. I don't know what the deal is with that. But I complain way too much. But they didn't do just complaining. They spoke against. And in Hebrew, that word means they spoke contrary or adversely or in hostility towards God. They didn't just say, oh, this is bad. This isn't just watching Houston get beat up in a football game. This is going way past that and being really angry about the whole thing. And it was all because they were impatient with the way the journey was unfolding. And what they couldn't seem to do was reckon that what they didn't recognize, and what I think I failed to recognize in, is that the journey has to unfold as God has set it up, not as I determine how it should be set up. In other words, it's not my mapping out, it's God's mapping out and me walking that map. And the idea that I'm going to tell God, well, you should change this to this, is the height of folly. And in this case, I don't think we have to worry about this the way they did, but in this case, God was so disappointed with the people and the way they responded, he sent snakes. It's like, what? He sent snakes and the snakes were biting people. And my answer to that is, that's terrible. But what's worse is that they deserved it, because they were telling God how bad he was. They were essentially saying to God, you are doing a lousy job of being God. And the Lord didn't appreciate that, especially because the people had no clue. And in fact, you know, they were complaining. There's no food, there's no water, and we loathe this miserable food. That miserable food was the food from God. We want our old lousy food back. Grease me out. It's just like, what? You're getting manna, bread from heaven. And it's like, wow. And God was not pleased. And in this case, you get to learn this lesson real straightforward. It's not a good idea for you and I to say and do things that would encourage God to send something biting in our lives. Now, this isn't rocket science. Rocket science is rocket science. This is don't be dumb science. And telling God he does a lousy job of being God is dumb. It's just a bad idea. And the goal here is for us to have a better spirit, a better attitude as the journey unfolds. Because we're not going to speed up or even slow down what God has in mind. What God has in mind will come to pass. The only question is, are we going to be in sync with him when it does? He doesn't need you and me to make sure his plans are fulfilled the way a sovereign God needs that. Like the way a sovereign God I said that backwards. Let me say that again. He doesn't need you and I to fulfill the plan the way that somebody who's omniscient and omnipotent could make something happen. He chooses to use you and I in a partnership to get it done. But if he decides it's going to get done, you and I aren't going to stop it. God will get it done. And so the idea that you and I are telling him, you're lousy, you're terrible at your job, you're fired, is dumb. And especially because if we're not careful, there could be things sent into our lives that are biting us because of our attitude. Get what I'm going with that? Yeah, let's work on that one, okay? All right. I'm with you. You work with me. I'll work with you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Destroying everyone and everything we find.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it. And it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Like any person searching for answers, I, too, have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to fight
some. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. You're welcome to call and say howdy. Prayer requests are great. Praise reports are great. I do have a trivia question that's going to be coming up in just a second. HeMustIncrease.org. That is our website where we have everything. In fact, we put a kitchen sink on there just to make sure everybody knows that at HeMustIncrease.org, there is everything.
You like that? It's like kitchens, everything in the kitchen sink.
All right, let's give a shout out to Kimberly McQuinn. I'm excited for Kimberly because she is going to be joining us on Tuesday for her first interview. And so she texted me. We were texting back and forth. And she's like, you know, because when you haven't done live radio, it can be nervy. There can be like a nervousness kind of thing there going on. And I told her, listen, there won't be any problem when we do the show. Your biggest problem is the drive. It's the drive. Your problem for a live radio show is not radio. It's just the drive. A couple things to tell you. She is connected to now. She's connected to HeMustIncrease.org. So she is linked up on our site as of 3 hours ago. You can reach out to Kimberly by calling her at 903-48-HOMES. That's 903-48-HOMES. Homes. You can go to her website, go to HeMustIncrease.org, and click on Ministry Partners, and bam, it'll take you right at the bottom of the page, take you right to her website. She's got a couple of really cool things going on the website. It's good for first-time buyers, experienced investors, foreclosure or short sale. Doesn't matter. Get in touch with Kimberly, because Kimberly is deeply, deeply seasoned as a real estate aficionado. And that's what you want, okay? Again, you can go to HeMustIncrease.org and connect to her site. Her direct way to go to her site would be turn2realtyteam.com. And the reason that she has turn2realtyteam.com is because the whole premise is to turn to Kimberly. Turn to Kimberly. There you go. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
Dead.
Do you know where that comes from? I don't even know where that's from originally.
Tonight, who knows?
Here we go. Here is our trivia question. Who said, how long will you waver between two opinions? Okay, who said that? Now, do not get that confused with the person who said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Who said, how long will you waver between two opinions? Somebody said that. Who said that? There you go. That's our trivia question. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I'm not going to make any friends after I do this one as well. This is not the making friends biz. And by the way, I have my sticker back on my car. We had to take our sticker off. Remember, we had the Let There Be Spoon sticker. We removed that and replaced that with Spirit That Bible Grounded, the David Spoon Experience. So now when I drive, people have my name. It's just really a dumb idea, especially when I cut that one guy off. I feel bad about that. And I even waved and said sorry. Anyhow, let's go into John chapter 12. Again, what was that? How long will you waver between two opinions? Somebody said that. Very powerful person in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, 972-445-0770. Okay? Let me get into this teaching. John chapter 12, verse 4 through 8. One of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was about to betray him, said, why wasn't this fragrant oil sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? He didn't say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He was in charge of the money bag and would steal part of what was put in it. Jesus answered, leave her alone. She has kept it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. So for those that want to understand, we got somebody calling in on the trivia question. We're going to get it. But for those who want to understand, this was a very expensive fragrant oil. How expensive? Very. When we come back, I'll explain that to you. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Dre.
Hi, Dre. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, brother.
Hello,
here we go.
John.
All right. That's right. You got it right, Elijah. That's right. And do you remember now, this is a real tough one. I'm not expecting you to get this, but there's a lid. So I'm just going to ask you because I got you on the phone. So he said to the people of Israel, how long will you halt between two opinions? Do you remember the initial response by any chance? And you might not, so don't worry about it. But the initial response of the people, what they initially did.
No, I can't recall.
Here's what they did nothing. He said that, and he goes, how long are you going to waver between two opinions? And the scripture says, and the people didn't answer him. They didn't do a thing.
Uh-oh.
And they were like, oh, and it's just like, and then he just, yeah, that was good. Good sound there. That was a great job. Did you know that, or did you have to look it up?
No, I knew it.
Oh, good for you, man. I appreciate that. Great job. Excellent job. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening.
All right.
All right. God bless you, bro.
Okay, bless you.
All right. Take care. Awesome. Okay. So, see, because they said they just looked at Elijah. I bet they were like going, uh-oh. Anyhow, good job by that. Excellent job on that call. Excellent. All right, so here we go. So I want you to understand this whole thing with Judas Iscariot and the oil and everything. You got to really get a little bit of a hand on it. It will change your perspective. But 300 denarii, you think, oh, well, that's so what's the big deal? It's expensive perfume. No, it's a little more than expensive perfume. The cost associated with feeding 5,000 people was 200 denarii. The cost for that perfume or that fragrant oil, 300 denarii. So if it cost $20,000, right, for the food, then the perfume would have been worth $30,000. I mean, we're talking yowza stuff, right? It's very expensive. But what happened was Judas, who had access, not just because he's Judas, but also because he's a leader, he presented a false righteousness. Giving to the poor is correct. Giving to the poor is something we are encouraged and commanded to do. But giving to the poor with a wrong spirit, a wrong motive, or something sneaky behind it all is a sin. Judas didn't really care about the poor when he said this should have been given to the poor. It was only because he was a thief that he cared at all, and he would take from the money bag as he wanted. And what he was thinking was, more money in the money bag, more money for me to take, more money in my pocket, more money. So this is why you hear me scream into the radio, and I do scream. I'm not left and I'm not right. I'm top center because I want to be where the Lord is. What I pray for our leaders is I pray that the righteous influencers rise up, the righteous according to God, and the unrighteous will fall down in their influence. Why? Because only God knows every single heart perfectly. Now, I can tell a lot by their fruit. I can tell a lot by what they do. But I will still yield to the fact that God knows certainly a lot more than I do. And I would like to point this out. Now, don't get mad at me. This is a rather tongue-in-cheek moment here. But where else do they collect money, claim to be caring for the less fortunate, but are actually stealing money for themselves? I don't know. Can you say pork? Can you say government? Like, we really care about everybody. Give us this money and we'll distribute it. And that's what's going on. And Jesus, by the way, said, listen to what he said. He said, the poor you will always have with you. The social notion that there's going to be poverty eradication is contrary to what Jesus said. Sorry. Full eradication is not viable. Sorry. I can't help you. And he said, this is honorable for my burial. The key is that the things of Jesus, the elements connected to the king and to the kingdom, those are the most important. Even in this instance, Jesus didn't go, well, you've got a bad spirit, Judas, but by golly, the underlying theory is right. You know what he said? This is a good thing to honor me. If somebody did that in today's politics, they'd be like, wow. I'd be like a major freak out. According to Jesus, honoring him was more important than even feeding the poor at that moment, no matter how you slice it or twist it. And you might not like it, but it's tough because Jesus doesn't care if you like it. It doesn't change the truth. So when Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, it's not a pun. It's a purpose. It's a truth. And what people do is they say, oh, no, Jesus would only have said feed the poor. That is exactly contrary to John chapter 12, verses 4 through 8, 100%. In fact, it was Jesus who said, you're following me for food, and the food that you're following me for perishes, and it's a bad idea. He said that to the crowd. You ought to be going after the things that give eternal life. And then you'll say to somebody, even a professor, you'll say, look, the spiritual gospel is most important. And they're like, no, it's the social gospel. Hey, before Jesus is a model, he's a lamb. And he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Now, after that is rectified, you can go to town, but you better make sure that one's taken care of first. There is no social gospel until the spiritual gospel is declared and eternity is set in order. I'd rather somebody be hungry and saved than full and damned, right? How could you disagree? Can't disagree. Come on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Amazing Grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You can reach us 972-445-0770. HeMustIncrease.org is our website. Cannot hesitate to tell you that we are accepting donations for our nonprofit radio ministry. It's what we do, and we're trying to expand it, and we hope that you will prayerfully consider it. And if you can't do it, God bless you. And if you can do it, God bless you. And you think, oh, I can only give $20. One, I'm not sending you anything in the mail, so you can go, oh, look, I got this in the mail for $20. I'm not doing that. That's just weird. Okay. If you want to help us support it, the money goes, basically all the money goes to paying the bill. That's what it is. It ain't cheap, and I'm not even talking about my gas bill, but the plastic is a little thin. So prayerfully consider it, and if you can do it, great, and if not, don't worry about it, and I pray that God blesses you, even if you just have a desire to give, not just us, to anywhere. I pray the Lord gives you that opportunity to give so you can be a blessing. That's all. Just keeping it that simple, okay? All right. I don't know if you had a chance to hear that on the commercial break, but that was Kimberly's first commercial, so I thought that was pretty good. I'm real happy for her. So she's going to be in, on Tuesday, and then we got Stephanie coming in on Thursday, and then Johnny's going to be in either Wednesday or Friday. I don't know if he's going to be in on Monday, and then we'll just see how it goes. All right, here is the way I want to end the week. It's going to sound a little bizarre, and I just need you to bear with me because I know you love me because you have to. Well, if you have to love your brothers and your sisters and you have to love your neighbors and you have to love your enemies, there's a lot of territory. So I'm in there somewhere. Here is what I wanted to talk about. Luke chapter 19, verse 37. And keep in mind, and I'm telling you this ahead of time, I'm Bapticostal, right? I have an ordination from a Baptist group and from Pentecostal group. I am Jewish, okay, and a Christian. In other words, I believe 1,000% in everything in evangelical Christianity, but I have not disavowed my background and how I grew up or being bar mitzvahed or any of that. And in all these things, you'll find that my perspective is a tad bit different than a lot of people. We have somebody.
Phone call from Sam.
Oh, okay. Let's have Sam get on board. Hi, Sam. What's going on, brother?
Hey, not much. Just want to ask you to pray for me. I've been lately not feeling good, so but I say I could count on you because I know you really love the people that you're serving or broadcasting through the broadcasting media. So I felt like just to ask you, just pray for me.
Absolutely. Let's pray right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it right now. Can we do it right this second?
Sure.
Let's do it right this second. Father, we come before you. We lift up Sam to you right now. We ask you, he's been feeling down. He's maybe the energy's low. Maybe something going on there. Well, since you're the creator of all of us and you give people energy, that's what it says in Colossians. You give them power. You give them energy. We just pray that you would lift Sam up, that you would encourage him, that he would feel better. If there's anything that's got to be identified, it would be identified quickly and dealt with quickly, and he would have a renewal and a refreshment. He would have a refreshment from your presence, and that would be a blessing for him, and he would just share about your goodness with others. We pray for his wellness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hey, also, Shabbat Shalom, and I have two jokes for you.
Uh-oh. Okay, fire away.
Yeah. Do you know what you call the acid with the attitude?
No.
Amino acid?
Amino acid. Amino acid. An acid with an attitude. Amino acid.
Like a amino acid, like in chemistry?
That's great.
You got it?
Yeah. That's so good. That's
yeah,
good.
And then the other one is also chemistry related. Did you hear oxygen went on a date with potassium and it went okay?
And I assume that okay is the element for oxygen and potassium. Is that,
yes.
That's
O
great.
For oxygen and K for potassium.
That's great. All right, way to send us into the weekend. Good job, Sam.
All right, well, thank you for praying, and you and your family and your grandson is in my prayer. Actually, I was praying this morning for you guys.
Well, we appreciate it, and then I'll keep praying for you, and you check in with us and let us know when you're doing better, okay? Because we want to turn
right,
we want to turn it into
so
a praise
much
report.
For praying for me.
Oh, you got
listening
it.
Listening my quirky jokes.
Yes, I love it. Love it, brother. Love it. Bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sam has moved it to another realm. Now we're into jokes. Just jokes. Doesn't matter. Chemistry jokes. Oh, no. Where will we go from here? All right. Let me get into this. Luke chapter 19, verse 37. Now he came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. So before Sam called, I was mentioning that I was a Bapticost and that I have a Jewish and a Christian life, you know, kind of a existence. And within the framework of that, you know, I'm Calminian, and with the other framework, I'm a manifold millennialist. What it really is, essentially says is God just does wonderful things in many people's lives, but there is a hesitancy to say God did a miracle. Okay, and the reason is because most of those miracles don't involve a Red Sea being split wide open and 600,000 plus people walking through the middle on dry land, not in low water land like they showed in the movie. No, on dry land, it says. Okay, so the idea is to understand that when the Lord does something in your life that's miraculous, there's nothing wrong with saying that. It doesn't make you a Pentecostal. It doesn't make you a unfaithful Baptist. It doesn't make anything. Because miracles in our lives, which happen all the time, and I'll show you the first miracle in just a second, that produces or generates praise on our lips. So where it says in the verse, now he came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. Those miracles produced praise in other people's lives to God for the work that God has done. And I think it's important for us to understand that there's a lot of great things that happen in church, but not every miracle happens in church. Let's talk about the first and greatest miracle you've ever experienced when you said yes to Jesus Christ and your life changed. That was a miracle. Salvation is one of the greatest miracles of all, if not the greatest miracle of all, because it's life from the dead. And if there's miracles in our lives, let's call it for what they are and let's say what they are. I'm going to share something with you. You're going to think I'm crazy. It's okay. And we only do the best we can, but there were three. I'm going to tell you a story. It's a true story, but I'm not giving you all the information out. There were three people at a table, and one of them was sharing, hey, we were praying for money because we needed a little bit extra, and enough money came in. We were able to pay our tithes and pay rent, and we had a dollar left over. And then at the table were two people. One was a believer and one was a non-believer. The non-believer said, well, maybe you shouldn't have paid your tithe and you can have money. But the believer said, praise the Lord. You were able to do that. You see the difference? So one was giving thanks to God. Praise the Lord that he provided for you. Even though you only have a dollar left, you got it covered. And the other was like, what's going on? That's a true story. Here's the bottom line is if something's going on in your life and the Lord's working in your life and it's going great and you know it's because God is doing it, you can – I don't care if you give it some other name, the super-duper cool, totally awesome work of God, or you call it a miracle. If it produces praise on your lips for the work of God, it's worthy and worthwhile. Listen to that scripture. He came near the path down the Mount of Olives and the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. All that stuff God does in your life, he ought to get some kind of thank you and some kind of appreciation. Yes? Yeah, come on. You know it's true. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.